Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Alicia.
Hola, amigos. Soy Fernando.
Welcome to SpanishPod101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 3, Lesson 22. I give the Spanish orders around here. In this lesson, you will learn how to give orders and ask for things using the imperative form in Spanish. This conversation is between Ashley and her friend Alejandro.
And it takes place at their home.
The speakers are friends, so they'll use casual Spanish. Let's listen to the conversation.
Alejandro, ven.
¿Qué pasa?
Necesito ayuda.
Espera, ahí voy.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Alejandro, ven.
¿Qué pasa?
Necesito ayuda.
Espera, ahí voy.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Alejandro, ven.
Alejandro, come here.
¿Qué pasa?
What's the matter?
Necesito ayuda.
I need help.
Espera, ahí voy.
Wait, I'm coming. You know, Fernando, I'm curious. In what situations can I use the imperative in Spanish?
Well, whenever you're giving an order.
But does it make me sound rude if I use it?
Well, it depends. You can use the imperative and then add please, por favor, and so on. But if you use it bluntly, then yes, it could be rude.
Can I use it with anybody?
Actually, you might want to avoid it with your superiors or someone you're asking a favor of.
In that case, what should I say?
There are many ways you could go around it, like, could you please, and so on.
Okay, good to know. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
venir.
To come.
Venir. Venir.
The next word is
que.
What?
Que. Que.
Next is
pasar.
To happen.
Pasar. Pasar.
The next word is
necesitar.
To need.
Necesitar. Necesitar.
Next is
ayuda.
Help.
Ayuda. Ayuda.
The next word is
esperar.
To wait.
Esperar. Esperar.
Next is
ahí.
There. Over there.
Ahí. Ahí.
The next word is
ir.
To go.
Ir. Ir.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we'll look at is ¿qué pasa?
Let's see. When do people use this phrase in Mexico?
Whenever something is wrong and you want to know what it is. Or it can simply be used to say what's up?
So I can say ¿qué pasa? When I order food in a restaurant and it hasn't arrived yet?
Definitely.
What about if someone looks sick?
Surely. In that case, it's common to say ¿qué te pasa? Like, what's the matter?
All right, let's repeat.
¿Qué pasa?
And our next word is
ahí voy.
I'm coming. So this is used when someone knocks on your door, something like that?
Yes. It's used to assure the other person that you're on your way.
Okay, let's repeat.
Ahí voy.
And our last word
ayuda.
This means help. Please repeat.
Ayuda.
Ayuda is a noun, so it can be combined with a verb. For example, to give help.
Dar ayuda.
In the dialogue, Ashley says, I need help, which is
necesito ayuda.
Okay, let's go on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn the imperative use of verbs in Spanish.
And by this, we mean that you'll be able to give orders in Spanish.
What are the rules, Fernando?
Well, you'll need to learn one important thing first. Finding the stem of the verb.
And how can I do that?
All verbs in Spanish follow a pattern. They end in AR, ER, IR, one of these three.
So we find the root of the verb by taking off the last little piece of the verb?
Exactly. It's called the suffix.
And then what do we do?
That depends on whether the verb ends in AR, ER, or IR.
Can you give us an example of an AR verb?
Let's use the verb to pay, pagar. In this case, you drop the suffix and add a, paga.
And this means pay?
Right, paga.
Let's do another one, this time an ER verb, to run.
Correr.
What do we do for this one?
Here, you drop the suffix and add e, so the imperative is corre.
Run.
Precisely.
Okay, now how about an IR verb? How about to open?
Abrir.
What do we do here?
Here, you also drop the suffix and add e, so abrir becomes abre.
Okay, that wasn't so bad.
Now, another way of doing this, which you can find in your lesson notes, is to remember the second person present conjugation of any verb in formal Spanish. It's the same form of the imperative form in informal Spanish.
Oh, really? Formal Spanish. So you mean the form that uses usted?
Yes, like usted habla.
You speak, formal.
Habla is the imperative form of hablar, to speak.
Okay, that's good to remember. Now let's look at the examples we had in the dialogue. We had two examples of the imperative.
Yes, the first one was ven.
And this comes from the verb
venir, to come.
Does this follow the rules?
Good question, because actually, it doesn't. Venir is considered an irregular verb.
And those conjugations just have to be memorized?
Unfortunately, yes. The other imperative was espera.
Meaning, wait.
This is from the AR verb, esperar.
This follows the rules. Take away the suffix and add a.
That's right. Esperar becomes espera.
Okay, everybody. How did that lesson go for you?
Be sure to check out your lesson notes for more information on irregular verbs.
They'll really help you out, so don't forget. Thanks for listening.
Hasta la próxima.
Alejandro, ven.
¿Qué pasa?
Necesito ayuda.
Espera, ahí voy.